USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A just-released economic report shows consumer confidence is falling fast, although it has not fallen as fast as many economists had feared. The Conference Board reporting the Consumer Confidence Index has dropped to 120 this month, down from 132.6 in February. Many economists were predicting it would be down to about 110. Experts say the pandemic and a slowdown in the global economy is, of course, driving that lack of confidence. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump could be doing a lot more to help gain the confidence of Americans and help curb the coronavirus outbreak.
We need the equipment, the personal protective equipment for the workers, the ventilators and other equipment for the patients.
She was speaking on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
He calls it an unprecedented worldwide evacuation of Americans. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo touting the ongoing efforts to help Americans who are abroad during this pandemic get home as quickly as possible.
As of today, we have repatriated over 26 or 27,000 U.S. citizens from more than 50 countries.
Walmart workers will now undergo temperature checks when they arrive to work. The Arkansas-based company saying those workers would still be paid for coming to work that day, but they cannot return until they've gone 3 days without a fever. It follows a report of one Walmart worker with a fever of 100 degrees or more. New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu is dubbing the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny essential workers. He says that the essential personnel must be able to make it to everyone's homes as they're expected to despite the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gun shops are staying open while other businesses have been shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Trump administration has deemed the firearms industry essential critical infrastructure. That ruling came from the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, and it covers firearms and ammunition dealers, as well as manufacturers, distributors, importers, and shooting ranges. The decision came after some intense lobbying from gun rights organizations. Britain's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle breaking free of the royal family officially starting today. They're now going to start their lives as common folk, currently in California, after they stunned Britain with an abrupt announcement in January that they wanted to become common folk. During an interview, Prince Harry said he was taking a leap of faith in the move as an attempt to build a more peaceful life. Although they have agreed to no longer use their titles, technically Harry and Meghan will still be the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. And tacos are free today at Taco Bell. The chain is spreading a little TLC during the pandemic, giving away nacho cheese Doritos Locos tacos. They say you just have to pull in the drive-thru, pick your taco, no strings attached. Find us online, no strings attached, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.